Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the Influence Podcast. My name is Nick Moore. In this Influence Podcast, we're going to talk about influencer marketing, the new trends, new opportunities, the new doors we have. For those who don't know me, my name is Nick Moore. Our Influence Podcast is sponsored by Link Sports. Link Sports, it's a digital sports agency. Basically what they do, they build up influencers and they take it to the point where they can actually finance their career with sponsorships. They teach you, they coach you in different sessions on how to get sponsorship deals, how to build up as an influencer. So the Influence Podcast, it's a place, it's a scenario where we're going to dissect, understand, and talk about everything from digital marketing, influencer marketing, how to be a person of influence, how to impact your community, how to talk to the audience, how to tap into industries, a lot of different things. So a little bit of background. Actually, my name is Nick Moore. I have almost like 20 years of professional tennis and almost 10 years as a tennis coach. And the number one issue I had when I was being a tennis pro and trying like to compete and go to tournaments and all those things, it was the financial issue. It was all about getting a sponsor. I remember getting a sponsor, it was more important than getting results or being the best or beating everybody. So the number one challenge an athlete, a team, a sportsman, a small league, whatever, is how to actually get funded and sponsored. So when we want to talk about is like, for example, in my generation, it was actually very, very easy. Like, I mean, it wasn't easy. It was, the equation was simple. Yeah, I mean, you had to be the number one. You had to play on Sundays. And maybe some cameras were there in the tournament. It might be a tennis tournament, soccer, football, rugby, volleyball, whatever it might be. You had to be the best. So you could be in central court on Sunday. And maybe, just maybe, some cameras, some newspapers, some TV shows, somebody was there filming you. And just for a chance, just maybe by chance, a brand will just see you for a moment, know your story, understand you, and maybe give you a sponsorship deal. Now, the great thing today is social media. That like disrupt the whole sponsorship industry. Today, you are the TV. Today, you are the radio with your podcast. Today, you are the newspaper with the blog. So my passion is healing. It's bringing healing and restoration and opportunity to a very, very important problem, at least for myself. Maybe you don't give a shit. Maybe you don't even care what I'm speaking about. But I want to help athletes, teams, and sports to actually get sponsored so they can continue their career. I have seen hundreds of tennis players that they could have been Roger Federer, they could have been Novak Djokovic, but they didn't have the money. It's not that they didn't have the talent, it's not that they didn't have the results, they just didn't have the money. But today, things are different. Today, with a good sports marketing and digital marketing strategy, you can actually create original and attractive and innovative content in a way that brands would love to invest in you. And you can actually finance your sport career by becoming a sports influencer. That's all about. So what is the thing, like what are we talking about when we talk about influencers? Let's dissect this in two words. First, influencer, then marketing. Okay? So what do we talk about when we talk about influence? Who is an influencer? What is influence? Like, what are we actually talking about? Like, if you think you have 10,000 followers, 20,000, 30,000, 1 million, whatever number you might give me, that doesn't automatically become an influencer. That's not influence, that's reach. You have 10,000 reach. And I'm not talking about the digital marketing, concept about reaching. And I'm just talking about those 10,000 followers you have, those 20,000 followers you have. That's just your reach. That's the people you're reaching. That's just the people you think. And I'm not getting into algorithm now, all the things. But a plain sight, that's the number that you think of people that receive your message. So one thing is having a reach. You reach people. And another thing is having influence over people. So this is the big question, like, what are we talking about when we talk about influence? Who's your biggest influence in your life? Who is the person that when he speaks, when he says something, when he looks, when he stares, you react, you do, you move? You know, influence, it's leadership. That's all it is. Influence, it's sales. Like, you can have 10,000 people and you can influence nobody. And you might have only 500 people or 1,000 people, and every time you do a post or whenever you do a video, you actually influence them in such a way they go to a store. They go to another web page. They comment and interact in other people, communities, Instagrams, Facebooks, whatever. So a person of influence, it's somebody who actually makes people do something. So I don't care how many people you have. It's about how many people you move. And if you have the strategy, the leadership, the mindset, the skills, everything to move people. If you get this, if you understand how to move people from one place to another, how to call them into action, that's influence. So an influential person is that person that when he says something, people do something. So you move people. It's all about moving people. So whenever you go to a brand, it's not just about nice pictures. It's not just about cool videos. Like, actually show me what amount of people, or not even amount, what kind of people do you mobilize? Do you make them move? Do they actually do something? When you do a shout out for a brand, for a product, for a store, whatever, do you have any data? Do you have something that you can go to a brand and say, hey, when I speak, people react? That's it. An influencer is someone that when he speaks, he does, he thinks, he stares, he's in silence, whatever he does, people react on it. So a person of influence is that person that he positions himself in people's minds in a way that they react to whatever it is they are doing. That's a real influencer. So don't come or don't go to brands with like saying, oh, I got 100,000 followers and blah, 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 all the things. Just sell yourself, pitch yourself as someone who actually moves people. You gotta show them, hey, guys, X brand, XIY brand, whoever you are, hey, when I say this, this happens. When I said this, this is how they reacted. This is how I moved them. This is where I lead them. That's why we call them leads. Like, when a brand or you do a market study and we talk about leads, how many leads do you have? It actually comes from leadership, because you're leading people into something. So if you want to be an influencer, you have to be someone that leads people. You have to be a leader. So it's not about the cool picture, it's not about your awesome videos, your editing. It's actually about resonating with people, having a message, having something to say, connecting, representing in such a way that when you say something, they do something. And if you take my brand, if you take my product, and you give a shout out, or you do a promotion, or you do whatever it is you want to do, I want to see results. I want to see people reacting to you with my product. I want to see how your audience reacts to you with my brand, with my product, and what do they do. That's how you sell. That's what brands are into. Brands are not looking for just numbers, just let's say statics. They want to see a guy, a woman, a person with leadership skills, with sales skills. You gotta understand who you're talking to and how to sell them. So whenever you're going to stand before a brand, this is not about cool pictures, I know how to edit, and I have a team, I have a crew. Like, I don't give a crap about all those things. I just want to know if when you say something, what the heck happens with your followers. Show me the reactions. That's why when you study and you do digital marketing studies, you see what we are called reactions or interactions. That's what a brand is looking for. How does your audience, your niche, your community, whoever you represent, how do they react to your content, to your proposals, to whatever it is that you are saying and doing, and how my brand can tap into it? So if you want to get a sponsor, I mean, you can be the best tennis player, you can be the upcoming LeBron, you can be the best football draft guy like in the next seasons, whatever. But if you want to make some money and actually get sponsorship deals, you have to be a leader that leads people into brands. You have to be a sales. First, you gotta sell yourself, and then you have to show the brand that you have the skill set to sell their brand and their product to your audience. This is not just cool shout outs and just tagging people into your pictures. This is it. This is your opportunity. I wished I had the chance to have so much media and exposure when I was a tennis player. I could actually sucked as a tennis player, and I could actually live from it with the chances and the opportunities that we have today. Like, you are the TV now. You are the newspaper. You are the radio. You don't need to call those people to approach to the brands, to have exposures. You can gain it yourself. So for this first show, what I want to get clear is, what's a person of influence? What brands are looking for? I mean, you're competing with the whole world. Like, why would they choose you? And fair enough, content is king, and content is very, very, very important, and we're going to talk about that later. But there's something behind all that. There's intangible things, things that are not, let's say, superficial. They're inner things, profound things that you have to show to the brand that you have, that becomes and makes you a person of influence. Like, if, for example, if you would stand right now in front of me and you pitch yourself to me, hey, I want to sponsor you, I want your brand in my content, and I want to reach, and I want your brand to be part of my content production, my lifestyle, and all the things we're gonna talk later. You know what is the first thing I'm gonna ask you? I'm not going to ask you how many followers you have. I'm not going to ask you if you have a team behind you. I'm not gonna ask you if you know how to edit. I'm not going to ask you your reach or how many, what is your community. Those are secondary questions. Those are important questions, but those are not the main question. Do you know what I'm interested about? I actually want to know how people react to you. Whenever you do, whatever you say, wherever, whenever, how does your audience react? And how? And if you have the skill sets to leverage that, to use that for my game. So whenever you go in front of a brand, you say, hey, this last 3 months, I said this, I did this, I told this, I showed this, and this is how people reacted. First, I show you the case of how they reacted. Maybe they went to another Instagram of a brand, maybe they actually went to a store, maybe they purchased something, whatever. The way they react, you have to show them how your followers react to your actions. So whenever you do a call to action, what's the result? And then you gotta show the brand that you actually understand this, you know this, and you have the skills to manipulate this, to use this in favor of their brand. So if you stand before me now, I want to know, what did you do in the last 3 months? How your people react? And if you know how to use it the next time for my favor, for my brand. So how can my brand, or how can you use all this knowledge for my brand to have more sponsors, more customers, more reach, more whatever the objective of the brand is? So let's get into the end. Let's round up a little bit. A person of influence, if you want to really get your sponsorship deal, you might have the greatest content, you might be the number one of the world, you might be the next upcoming star. But if you want to really get your sponsorship deals, you gotta stand in confidence in front of a brand and actually have showcases and show them, this is what I do, this is how they react, this is what I can do with your brand, and this is what I think they will react. And you can show it. You have comments, you have statics, you have loads of things that you can actually show a brand. Not just numbers. They need to hear you, they need to see you, they need to understand that you have the skills to leverage this, that you have the skills to sell their brand, their product, their service, to whatever it is they are doing. So in order to be an influencer, you have to be first a leader and a salesman. You have to lead people somewhere, and you have to sell. In a passive way, in a content marketing way, in a branded content way, whatever you want to call it today, I don't even care what's the popular name today. The thing is, are you a leader and are you a salesperson? Just show me as a brand. I'm talking right now to you. Future, you want to finance your Ironman career, you want to climb the Everest, you want to be the next college baseball and basketball star. Show me what happens to your audience when you do something. How do they react, and how do you leverage that? How can you leverage that in my favor? And I'm willing to pay your price, not just because of your content, not just because of your nice pictures, but because of your skills, because of your knowledge, because you actually understand these sponsorship deals and industry, that you actually know your audience, you know how to lead them, you know how to speak to them, you know how to use all this and actually create more sales or more traffic or more people tuning. So this is our first podcast. Our podcasts are not going to be like very long, like half an hour, 1 hour, 3 hours. We are not Joe Rogan. We are not Gary Vee. I'm just a guy. I'm committed to bring a solution to just one problem. And I want to see more athletes, and I want to see more small teams. I want to see sportsmen actually living from the passion as I couldn't. After 20 years of tennis, professional tennis, after 10 years of coaching, after studying media and communication, and after studying sports marketing, we came up with a plan for you. We came up with a coaching plan where we teach you from content production, sports marketing, personal brand, influencer marketing, and how to get a sponsorship deal. I want you to succeed. I want you to make your passion your profession. See ya.